Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
Are you hungry? Let's eat. And we're about to do this after we're going to come to this message after I play this song for my newest project that's about to come out.
Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off.
Anything that harms you, don't need to keep it closed. Kick out the baggage, just like old clothes. Desire freedom,
that's how you're supposed to live.
Don't live in bondage, something has to give. Release that negative fatigue.
Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off.
Words can heal you. Words can destroy you. Don't hold on to things that can block you. Say the ones keep you. From God's promises, you have the power. God's made it so. Release that negativity. Oh, release those things. Just be free. Yeah.
Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off.
I love it. It's time to shake it off and leave it at the foot of the cross. Are y'all ready? Come on.
Shake it off.
The pain.
Shake it off.
The worry.
Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off.
But tonight's message, I'm excited about it. We're talking about, are you hungry? I don't know about you guys. Are you hungry? If you're hungry, let's eat. And you're probably wondering, what is he talking about? What is he talking about? Well, hey, Tabria. What's going on, Gigi? Gigi and Al, too. Hope you're still there. Hey, Mom. Love you too, Mom. Good evening. Good evening. Shake it off. Yes, whatever you're going through, shake it off. Throw that thing off of you so you can run this race with all perseverance. So you can do the best you can do. You can do what God has called you to do. Shake that thing off so you can move forward and do what God has called you to do. Come tonight. Come to you from John chapter 4, verses 27 to 38. That's John chapter 4, verses 27 to 38. We do this every Tuesday night from 9 to 10. And, you know, people come through. You know, this is Blog Talk Radio, and it's also on Facebook Live. So you guys are tuning in on Facebook Live, while some of us are tuning in on Blog Talk Radio. The Bible, they have this headed, this heading, the disciples rejoin Jesus. Again, John chapter 4, verses 27 to 38. If we do a check-in, how's your weekend been so far, guys? I'm going to tell you about how's your week been. Let me tell you this. These days are going by so quickly, guys. We have to stay focused and not waste a single second, because God has blessed us with this thing called life. We cannot waste it. We have to live it. We have to do what God has called us to do. I want to give a special shout out to my old professor, Miss Lucinda Overhauser. I love her. One of my favorite people in the world. One of the people who helped mold me when I was in elementary school. So praise God for her. Hallelujah. All right. Are you hungry? Let's eat. I'm not sure about you, but I have a hefty appetite. And we're going to see how hungry you are after this conversation we're going to have tonight. In John chapter 4, verses 27 through 38, it says this. Just then his disciples, talking about Jesus, returned and were surprised to find him talking with the woman. But no one asked, "What do you want?" or "Why are you talking with her?" Then, leaving with her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ?" They came out of the town and made their way toward him. Meanwhile, his disciples urged him, "Rabbi, eat something." I love you too, Miss Overhauser. But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you know nothing about." Then his disciples said to each other, "Could someone have brought him food?" "My food," said Jesus, "is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say 4 months more and then the harvest? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. Even now the reaper draws his wages. Even now he harvests the crops for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. Saying one sows and another reaps is true. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work, and you have reaped the benefits of their labor." What's going on, Jay David? You know, may the Lord have blessed you reading his word. Tonight's message, are you hungry? Let's eat. What's going on, D.L. Gray? Are you hungry? Let's eat. One of the things that stood out to me, and I was like, well, what do I talk about tonight? What do we talk about? Because we have some good conversations, right? And I said, Lord, what do we talk about? What's going on, Abe? What's going on, Sheila? What's going on, Antoine? What do we talk about tonight? And God put in my heart to talk from John chapter 4, verses 27 through 38. Focusing more so on verse 34. Let's go to Jeffrey. Verse 33, then his disciples said to each other, "Could someone have brought him food?" Then Jesus saying this, "My food," said Jesus, "to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say 4 months more and then the harvest? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. Even now the reaper draws his wages. Even now he harvests the crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. Thus the saying, one sows and another reaps, is true. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work, and you have reaped the benefits of their labor. Are you hungry? Let's eat." You know, one of the things that God has placed on my heart to talk about tonight is this fact. is the fact that Jesus is saying, look, he didn't eat anything in, natural. He didn't eat any natural food. But what he says is, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. So what was edifying him was doing what God had created him to do and to complete it. You know, sometimes we get to this whole thing of, Lord, show me your way. Show me your will. And then when God begins to show us a little bit, sometimes we cannot handle it all. Sometimes we cannot. This is John chapter 4, verses 27 through 38. You know, and sometimes what happens is that we say, Lord, I want to do your will. I want to do your will. Then God begins to show us the will. But then we don't sometimes walk in that thing because it might not be something that we feel that that's what I want to do with my life. This direction you want me to go in. Sometimes we have this tug of war because there's some things that we want to do. But what stuck to me is that Jesus said, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. What's going on, Emily? Big hug. Much love. To do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Sometimes it's not just enough to say, I want to do God's will, and I want to know God's will. Then we got to do that. If do you go to sleep? Do you thirst and hunger for righteousness? Do you thirst and hunger to do what God has called you to do? Is your ultimate desire to say, Lord, I want to make a difference this world? I want to make a difference. Is that your desire to do what God has called you to do? You know, I want to encourage you tonight, if you're listening, to find out God's will for your life. My food, Jesus said, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. It is not enough to just say, Lord, I want to know what your will is. You've got to do it. And then you've got to become dedicated to doing that. See, we do sometimes surface things. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. We say things we think that God wants to hear, but what is your heart saying? What is your life saying? Because your life, your actions speak louder than words. What are you wanting to do? Are you wanting to make a difference in the lives of so many people? Are you willing? Is your desire to do what God has called you to do? If you're a singer, sing. If you're a preacher, preach. If you sing and preach, do both. If you're a painter, paint. If you're a dancer, dance. If you're good with your hands, use your hands. But whatever you do, let God get the glory and let others see God in you. How does that happen? First of all, you have to find out God's will for your life. Do you understand why God has created you? Do you understand why you are here at this particular point in time in history? What are your gifts? You know, see, Jesus understood his role. See, Jesus understood why he was sent here. He understood, and he said, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. We can get to that in a minute, what work. You know, but first of all, guys, we have to find out God's will for you, for our lives. Jesus understood his role. Do you understand your role? Do you understand what gifts God has given you? And then are you willing to allow God to use you to make a difference in the lives of so many other people? Are you going to win souls of Christ through the love that he's placed inside of you? You know, are you hungry? Let's eat. Are you hungry? My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. It's not just enough to know God's will for your life, but you got to finish it too. You got to finish it. See, Jesus understood his role. First point. Second point, guys, you got to spend time with God in prayer. Now, what does that mean? That means you have to spend some time and pray. Be quiet. hear what God is trying to say to you in your life. And then listen to this. And then God will open up the doors for you. God will show you if you spend that time you need to spend with him. You know, spend that time with God in prayer. I'm going to tell you this, guys. How many of you guys really honestly really spend that time with God in prayer like you need to? How many of you guys really even really do that? Spend that time with God in prayer. That's the question I want to ask you. How many guys really do that? Spend time. What's going on, Karina? What's going on, Grace? Because, okay, I understand, Karina. Thank you for coming through. Much love. Love you. And thanks for coming through. But how many of you guys really get that chance to spend time with God in prayer and get that time to just say, Lord, I know a lot is going on, but please show me your way. Please show me. And then be still. Find out God's will for your life. Jesus understood his role. Spend God, time with God in prayer. Now listen to this. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 says this. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. You know, listen. Spend a time in God with God in prayer. Don't be anxious for everything. Listen, life is happening. Life is moving fast. You know, Grace says this. Prayer is the best. I'm going to say Aunt Grace says this. Prayer is. What's going on, Brian Smith? Amen. Prayer is the best. It is the best. And when you go to God, leave it there. Leave it there. Again, do not be anxious about anything, but everything by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Guess what? God will show you his will for your life. You just have to believe him. You have to believe that he hears. Thank him that and believe that and have that faith that he will show you his will for your life. So find out God's will for your life. Jesus understood his role. Spend time with God in prayer. And listen to this. Trust the process. What's going on, Christopher? Trust the process. Find out God's will for your life. Trust the process. Know that God will speak to you. It might not happen when you expect him to, but you know what? He will come through. But you have to trust the process. Trust him. And trust that he has your back. Brian says, go into your prayer closet. Yeah, go into your prayer closet. Stay there. Meditate on his word. Put some music on. If you like to, put some gospel music on. Meditate on his word. Turn the lights on. Get in that prayer closet and pray and believe and thank him. And be still. And then the whole process. Trust the process. Trust the process. Trust that God will reveal his plan for your life. But I want to encourage you that when he reveals that plan for your life, you've got to embrace that plan. You've got to embrace God's plan for your life. You've got to embrace it. Grace says this, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans of good, not evil, to bring you a future and expected end. Yes, an expected end. You know, let me tell you this. For I know the plans I have for you. Jeremiah 29:11. Says, Lord, plans of good, not evil, to bring you a future and expected end. Listen, the thing about this, are you hungry? Let's eat. God will give you the things that he has for you. But then you have to be willing to eat what he has for you. that desire that he's placed in you, in your heart, you got to be willing to embrace. You have to let that become your spiritual food. You have to let that become your energy that energizes you. But more importantly than doing the will of God is having that relationship and being right standing with God. Having that relationship with God, that's more important. But be married, become married to the plan. Jesus said, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. How many of you guys are willing to do that today? What's going on, Richard? How many of you guys are willing to do that? Do what God has called you to do. Are you hungry to do the will of God? Is that what drives you? Is that what gives you the spiritual food that you need to keep on going? Are you dedicated to doing God's will for your life? And then not just to find out his will, but to do it. If he's called you to sing, sing. If he's giving you poetry and words to encourage people, then do that. Then do that thing. What's going on, Marianne? What's going on, Mike? Tiberius says this, the process reveals things in us that we need to do to get what he already has prepared for us. I love that. I'm going to say that again. Tiberius says this, the process reveals things in us that we need to do to get what he already has prepared for us. Yes, there are some things that we've got to do on our end. See, we expect things to just fall out of the sky. Sometimes we think that these blessings are just going to fall, but sometimes there's work that God has put on us to do, and we have to be willing to be married to that work and to be willing to finish it and to complete it. What's going on, Marianne? What's going on, Janice? Grace says this, relationship, not religion. That's so true. Relationship with God, not religion. You're talking about a relationship. A relationship with God. A relationship with God. See, sometimes I believe that we scratch at the surface. What's going on, Willie? We scratch at the surface without trying to really go dig deep down. Lord, what are you trying to say to me? Lord, let me get to know you. Because when you know God, when you've experienced God moving your life, when some of these situations come up, we have to remind ourselves what God has done in our lives, what God has brought us through, and not easily forget. You know, something that Tiberius says, and Tiberius, I'm going to read what Tiberius says again. She wrote this, the process reveals things in us that we need to do to get what he already has prepared for us. You know, the thing about this is I believe that this goes into my next point, which is this, move in the direction God wants you to go in. You know, Jesus understood his role, and he said, again, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. You know what? We have become dedicated. What's going on, Crystal? We have become dedicated to what God has called us to do. So first point, find out what God's will is for your life. Second point, move in the direction God wants you to go in. Tabria says this, we have to get to the place we are no longer seeking his hand, but his plan. And not even his hand, but his plan. And as we do that, as we seek his hand and not just his hand, but his plan, we also seek his face. We also seek to have that ultimate goal is to seek his face. Thank you. Excuse me, guys. We are no longer seeking his hand, but his plan. That's right, Tabria. We're seeking his plan. But as we seek his plan, even more so than plan is having that relationship with God. Where you are so in tune to what God is trying to tell you and trying to move you to do for him in your life so that he can get the glory. Are you still there with me, Sheila? I see Sheila's still there. I see Mom's still there. Move in the direction God wants you to go in. You have to act. You know, faith without works is dead. You know, we can say if you have faith, you have to have works. I can't say I believe, but I'm afraid to work. I'm afraid to move. I'm afraid to do what God has called me to do. Listen, let me tell you this. You have to have, if you're going to have faith, You have to have something to back that faith up. You have to have an action plan. You have to have an action plan. You have to act. You have to have an action plan. See, Jesus just did not preach. He went out there amongst them. You know, he wasn't just speaking. You know, he was out there. And sometimes I wonder how many of us would be willing to follow Jesus if he was here today. He might not be wearing the finest linen, you know, the three-piece suit, the gator shoes. You might have just have those sandals on. You might think, I'm following him? That's the Son of God? No. What's going on, Luther? I mean, how many of us would really, really probably follow him if he was here? Let's think about this. But we're here today. We're here at this point. And I feel like God's question for us is this. Are we willing to say what Jesus said? My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. How many of us are willing to be dedicated to doing what God has called us to do? Tabria says, yes, Mr. Greg, a face encounter. Yeah, we have to have that face encounter. I like that, Tabria. Face encounter. Listen, move in the direction God wants you to go in. If God wants us to go north, why are we trying to go south? Why are we trying? You know, are we serious? Are we really serious about doing what God has called us to do? What's going on, Samantha? What's going on, Gregory? Are we willing to do what God has really called us to do? Are you willing? Now, I want to tell you guys, for those who are coming through, this is interactive, so feel free to talk. You see, Tabria is talking with me, and I know some other people are talking. What's going on, Greg? And we're talking about, are you hungry? Let's eat. Are you hungry? Let's eat. First of all, find out God's will for your life. Two, move in the direction God wants you to go in. You have to act. You have to have an action plan. And then you have to actually move in that direction God has called you to do. See, because, again, we pray so much, Lord, please show me. And God is speaking to us. He's trying to show us his will. He's trying to show us his way. And we're saying, Lord, why haven't you shown me? Well, sometimes we might say, God, why haven't things changed? But sometimes God has shown us the little bit he's shown us, the little bit he's told us to do, but we haven't done that just yet. Sometimes, guys, we just got to be willing to walk out there in faith. You just got to be willing to just go. Just go with the message that God has given you. Go with what God has placed in your hand. Go with what God has placed in your mouth. Go with what God is telling you to do. Just go. Just take the step. Take that first step, and God will take the next. Take the step. Take the leap of faith. Tabria says this, fear paralyzes us, but faith mobilizes us or moves us. Again, Tabria says, fear paralyzes us, but faith mobilizes us, moves us. That's so correct, Tabria. Fear will kill the assignment that God has for you. You know, and I feel like we're in such a critical time. We're in such a critical time. Do we want to keep on going around the mountain when our promised land is right in front of us? Do we want to be like the Israelites and just keep on going around that mountain, be in that wilderness for so long when the path is right in front of you? Move in the direction God wants you to go in. Have that faith. Have that action plan. Then actually move in that direction. Take a step in that direction. What keeps us from moving forward? Tabria already kind of said it. Fear. What's up? What's going on, Tabria? What's going on, Greg? Fear. Fear keeps us from moving forward. What's going on, Lonnie? What's going on? Fear keeps us from moving forward. And we find ourselves in that place where we cannot move because we are so afraid. I want to encourage you today. The question today, the title for you guys coming on, is Are You Hungry? We're coming from John chapter 4, verses 27 through 38. John 4, 37, 27 through 38. Are you hungry? Let's eat. Hey, sir. You know, and then in John chapter 4, verse 35, Jesus continues to say this. He says this, do you not say four months more, and then the harvest? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. Even now the reaper draws his wages. Even now he harvests the crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. I want to tell you this. I believe that God is saying to us today, tonight, open your eyes and see what God sees. Open your eyes to see what God sees. Listen, people are hurting. You have a message that can give. Some of you guys have messages that can give life to people. You have messages that can encourage the multitude. You have, some of you guys have that smile that will brighten up anyone's day. Some of you guys have gifts that touch people's hearts in such a way. You know, and some of you, open your eyes and see what God sees. There's so many people who are hurting. And guess what? They're looking to see what you have that I don't have. There's so many lost souls. There's so many people who don't know Christ. There's so many people who have heard of Christ but have never experienced God's love. And guess what? When they come in contact with you, you might be the next thing that they know to seeing Jesus in the flesh. We call this incarnational or apologetics. Putting on Christ. Daily putting on Christ. Not just one time, but, you know, we say, what would Jesus do, right? Remember that whole slogan, what would Jesus do? WWJD, what would Jesus do? Gregory says this, I need to talk to you after your broadcast. Okay, that's cool. You know, the thing about this thing is this. What would Jesus do? God sent us to put on Christ. Share the love. Spread love. Because listen to this. People are hurting. People are angry. People are dealing with so many different things. Emotionally. Spiritually. Physically. Psychologically. And so many people are even hurting, even in church. You know, I've heard people talk about church hurt and all things, different things like that. Yes, there are lost souls. There are lost souls in church. And guess what? He says, do you not say four more months and then the harvest? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. You know, sometimes we say, God can't use me today because I'm dealing with this issue. God can't use me today because I'm dealing with this. Listen, do you love the Lord? Do you want him to use you? Take that step. Take that leap of faith. Go ahead and do that thing that God has called you to do. And just know that God will work that thing out for you. Just know that God will work that thing out, that situation for you. But listen to this. Open your eyes and see what God sees. What do you guys see? What do you guys see? I don't know about you, but I see people who are hurt. People who are hurting. People who just want to know Christ. People who want to know a better way. And guess who has the answer? We do. If you know Christ, you have the answer. If you experience God moving your life, you have an answer. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by him. Listen, there are lost souls. Preach Jesus. Live Jesus. Live the word. Preach the word. Show love. Show God's love. There's so many people hurting. And again, I'm going to say what Tabriel was saying. Don't let fear keep you from doing what God has called you to do. Don't let fear keep you from moving forward. Don't let fear keep you from doing what God has placed in your life for you to do? Some of you guys give you an assignment. What's going on, cousin? God's giving you an assignment, and some of you guys are afraid to move because of what people are going to say. Listen, open your eyes, open your spiritual eyes, and see that people are hurting. People want a message. People want to know, what do you have? I want what you have. You have hope, I want to have hope. You have love, I want to be loved. Open your eyes and see the lost souls. Open your eyes and see that people are hurting. People want something that is real. People want to know, don't just tell them about how good God can be. How has God been good to you? You got to be willing to give the testimony. Now, I can keep on going and say this. My mom says you first have to believe. That's true, Mom. You have to believe. You have to believe. And once you believe, once you spend that time with God, once God has shown you, you got to be willing to act. You have to be willing to act. But open up your eyes now. Open up your eyes and see what God sees. Instead of looking at a person, see a soul. See a living soul, a spirit in front of you. Does that person have, do they know Jesus? Do they know God? Do they have love? Are they looking for love? You can show them the right way. People want something that is real. You know, they are ripe for harvest. Let me tell you this. Sometimes we say, Lord, these people are not going to hear anything that I have to say. And sometimes God is giving you a word, and he's giving you some wisdom that you can give people. And you might say, God, I can't do that. These people are not going to believe what I have to say. I just want to encourage you, just take that leap. And you might not see that seed that you planted come to fruition, but you know what? You just be willing to plant that seed. Sheila says it's believe and know his word. Believe and know his word, and then even go beyond that, Sheila. Then do it. It's not enough to just believe and know it. You got to put what you believe and know to action. You have to put what you believe and know to action. You know what I'm going to tell you guys today, what's going to happen, is to open your spiritual eyes and see. We don't have to make this so big and deep. Just see that people are hurting. People come to your church, they're hurting. Spread that love. Show that love. Give them a hug. Now tell them, I'm praying for you. Let people know that they're not alone. Let people know that God cares. Let them know that you care. You know, so many people have touched my heart. Have been people who have been there to say, I'm praying for you. People who have been there and say, who hugged me, give me a hug and say, have said to me, you know, it's going to be all right. One of those people is here right now, besides my mom. Of course, you know, my mom is always there, y'all. I love my mom now. Miss Sheila, you know, you've been there, and I appreciate you for praying for me. You know, I appreciate you for doing that. But I want to tell you guys this. Focus on your role. Focus on your role. You know, don't worry about who's sowing and reaping. You know, sometimes we get off track. We get on track. We're gung-ho about what God has called us to do. Oh, yeah, God's called me to do this. Oh, yeah. And then we see, well, this person's getting this. God's blessed this person with that. And I have this. No, don't do this. Don't fall into that trap of the enemy, that comparison thing, that envy, jealousy thing. You know, just do what God has called you to do. Let me do what G has done. This Gregory has done. Because guess what? My brother Gregory over here, Gregory Brown is going to do what God has called him to do. Gregory Brown is a minister. He's a musician. gospel recording artists. And guess what? What God has for Gregory Brown to do, and what Gregory Brown is going to do, what he has for Gregory Wright, a.k.a. G. Wright, to do, will be what God has called me to do. What God has called you to do is what God has called you to do. But we have to make sure that we don't fall into that trap of comparing and saying, well, this person's sowing, this person's sowing this, and they're reaping this, and I've gotten this, and, you know, let's not fall into that trap. Let's stay focused on our relationship with God, on our relationship with God. You know, I have to say this, because it says right here in verse 36 of John chapter 4, even now the reaper draws his wages. Even now he harvests the crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. Thus the saying, one sows and another reaps, is true. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work, and you have reaped the benefits of their labor. Listen, as life goes on, as we go on through this life, so many people have planted seeds. Sometimes your speaking life over someone or encouraging someone is just watering a seed that was already planted. I just want to encourage you today, if you're hungry, then let's eat. What does that mean? That means let us do the will of God. Let's do what God has called us to do. Let's focus on building up the spiritual man rather than just the natural man of what you're going to eat in the natural. You know, God will take care of you. Let's focus on growing the spiritual man up. Let's grow up. Let's focus on becoming stronger spiritually so we can do what God has called us to do. So again, don't worry about who's sowing and reaping. Then what has God given you in your hands, in your heart? You know, sometimes we wonder, how can we make a difference? And sometimes we wonder, how are we going to get through our situation? But sometimes you have to look at your hands and see what God has blessed you with. What gifts have God given you? And then use those gifts. Some of you guys are in some financial situations and you're wondering, how can I get out of this? And I'm going to tell you something. Look at your hands and just ask, Lord, what have you blessed me to be able to do? Some of you guys have gifts of writing. Some of you have gifts of building things. Some of you have gifts of doing different things with your hands. Some of you guys, your gift is your voice. Some of you guys, your gift is your words. Your gift are the words that you speak. You know, whatever those gifts are, God's placed those things in you. So you have what you need. You just have to be willing to do what he has called you to do. And I want to say this. Ms. Sheila said this, believe and know his word. What's going on, Steve? She said, believe and know his word. You believe, you know his word. Know his word. Spend time with the word. Spend time. Spend time. And listen to this, guys. Excuse me. We can become so busy sometimes with doing the will of God that we forget about the relationship with God. We're not talking about I'm not talking about just religion, being religious. Spend time with God. Spend time with God. If you're in a relationship with anyone, you spend time with that person, right? You spend time. If you're married, you spend time with your mate. If you're dating, you spend time with that person. God wants us to spend time with them. Spend that time with them so we can know what he's called us to do. So you can know him, period. And out of that relationship, God will show you the things that you need to do. He will make that way plain. He'll make that crooked path straight. That rough place is plain. He will do that. But we have to be willing to do our part. What are you guys thinking about tonight's message? What's sticking with you guys? what's sticking with you, those who are here right now? What's going through your mind, Mom? What's going through your mind, Tabria? Greg, what do you have to say? Ms. Sheila, what do you have to say? What are you thinking? How is this message encouraging you? Or is this message encouraging you tonight? I want to hear from you guys. I want you to just listen. What's on your mind? What are you thinking about right now? Type. I want to hear from you. You know, again, you know, if we were to keep on going on in the scripture, the heading for verse 39 was that says this, many Samaritans believe. But I'm not going to even focus on that part. The focus, the biggest focus tonight is this, are you hungry? Let's eat. Are you hungry? Are you spiritually hungry? Are you spiritually wanting a move of God? Like I said, for those who are listening, and I know I'm waiting for you guys to come through, please type. Let me know how this is touching your life. Please don't just sit there and look. I want to hear from you. So I want you to type something. Type something, Mama. Type something. You know, type something to Bri. I want to hear from you. I just don't want this to just be one way. It's two way. It's two way. You know, for myself, if anything, tonight, I'm getting that I need to be more so focused on what God has called me to do. And then be focused on the action plan. Be focused. What's going to end up? Be focused on the action plan. What has God called me to do? Be focused on God. God focused. Let's go on, Craig. Being God focused so I can do what God has called me to do. You know, the biggest thing is this. I know we've been talking a lot about knowing God's will for our lives. But it's not just enough to know and to believe and to know His word, know that word. It's also we've got to be willing to be in that relationship with God. And then we have to become dedicated to doing what He has called us to do. We have to become dedicated to God's will. We have become dedicated to reaching the lost. And ultimately, God wants the glory in our lives so He can bring other people to Him. But how can he use us if we're not hungry enough for Him? Ultimately, it's about the relationship with God. And out of that relationship will come obedience. Out of obedience will come dedication to what He's called us to do individually. But how many of us are hungry? Are we going to say, yes, Lord? Yes, Lord. You know, tonight, you know, you can make the decision that you would like to make for yourself. You know, I've already asked you guys to speak and say something tonight. And I'm glad you guys are listening. But I want this to be interactive. So I definitely want to hear from you. But I'm going to, you know, I really try. You know, Tabria just wrote this. That just like Simon Peter had what he needed to catch the fish he needed. He had what he needed. He just needed to change his position. We have what we need. We just may need to change our positions. Which could be our mindsets. That's true. Geographic location or our relationships with some people. Thank you, Tabria. Thank you for coming through and for writing something down. Thank you. This is interactive, y'all. This is interactive. Thank you. I like what you said when you said that, Tabria, we have what we need. We just may need to change our positions, which could be our mindsets, geographic location, or our relationships with some people. Yeah, sometimes we have to do paradigms. We have to do what we call a paradigm shift. Thank you, Tabria. We have to do a paradigm shift where we have to change position of how we're looking at something. And sometimes we have to also be willing to allow God to change our mindset. Sometimes we have to go through some things so we can see God really, really work. What's going on, Demario? We have to change. We have to be willing to for God to change us so we can see him work. You know, sometimes he will allow us to go through some things so we can understand. You know, I've had to go through some things to see that I really do need to be hungrier about doing what God has called me to do. And I feel like I'm really beginning to do what God has called me to do. And I just want to encourage you guys to do that. Yeah. And Tabria says this, we have to be willing to be teachable too. Yeah. Thank you, Tabria. We have to be willing to be teachable too. We have to be willing to be teachable. You know, are you hungry? Are you hungry enough? Are you hungry? Let's eat. Yeah. And I like what you said, Tabria, about we may need to change our positions. The biggest thing is that whole thing about being teachable, we have to be willing to be teachable. You know, we can't go into it, this has to be my way. My way or no way. What has God called you to do? And I remember someone telling me this, it's not about you. I want to tell you tonight, it's not about the gifts that God has given you. It's about your willingness for God to use what he's placed inside of you. It's about God getting the glory. Sabria says that some of us starve because we don't want to eat what is being given. Whoo! We hungry but picky. LOL. You know what, Sabria? You're going to make me throw. If I had a mic, I would throw the mic at you. You hear me? I would throw the mic at you. Listen, that's so true. Are you hungry? Let's eat. And I just remember God talking to me about this earlier this year. And I talked about on the show about the plate of food. When God gives you a plate, I don't want those vegetables. I don't want that. I don't want it like this. So sometimes when God begins to talk to us, we say, God, I'm hungry, but I don't want that. That means I have to give us something that I want. Sometimes that happens. You mean I have to eat this? It's so bitter. I have to go through that to get to here? That's what it's going to take? Let me tell you this, guys. For me to say, yes, Lord, when I went through one of the hardest times in my life, God, and I'm still healing from it. I want you here. Hear me. And it was hard for me to say, yes, Lord. It didn't happen the way I thought it should happen. But when God brings you through something, and you come on the other side, then you can look back and see, if I had not gone through that, what if I had never gone through that situation, I wouldn't be where I am today. Are you hungry? Let's eat. What's going on, Mike? Are you hungry? Let's eat. You know, recap for tonight. Thank you, Tabria. Thank you guys for who are listening. Thank you guys for who have been commenting. I appreciate you guys. We came from John chapter 4, verse 27-38. 1, find out God's will for your life. 2, move in the direction God wants you to go in. 3, open your eyes and see what God sees. 4, focus on your role. Jesus knew his role. And Michelle says it's faith. Yes, you have to have faith. Faith even the size of a mustard seed. No, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. So we have to do this in faith. We have to take that step in faith. We have to be willing to eat that food, that plate that God has put before us in faith, with faith, by faith. We have to do this with faith. And then with faith, not fear, but faith. What's going on, Larissa? Not fear, but faith. Thank you, Ms. Schiller. Faith. Faith, faith. This is about a faith walk. This is about a faith walk. This is about, hey, Larissa, this is about a faith walk. Are you hungry? Let's eat. And listen to this again. Jesus in John chapter 4, verse 35 says this, do you not say four months more, and then the harvest? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. Listen, people want to know God now. People want to experience God now. So if you have a word from the Lord, believe that word he's giving you. God's speaking to me. I don't know what he's speaking to you, but he's definitely speaking to me. If he's giving you that word, give that word. If he's giving you an idea, give that idea. Even if you end up just starting with a few of you guys, walk by faith, live by faith, speak faith, speak the faith, speak God's word over your life, and know that you can make a difference. Larissa says this, yes, they do. I know I do. That's the truth, Larissa. That's the truth. You know, and be willing to make that change. Whatever it is that you need to do, be willing to make that change. Be willing to say, Lord, here I am. I'm going to eat what you, I'm going to eat because, again, are you hungry? And Jesus said in verse 34, John chapter 4, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Be dedicated to God. Be dedicated to doing what God has called you to do. Spreading love, spreading the message of Jesus Christ, spreading hope, spreading joy, changing lives, allowing God to transform your life, and allowing yourself to be used by God, and then to be dedicated to his work. I want to say God bless you guys. I appreciate you guys for tuning in tonight. I appreciate you guys for sharing this on your pages. Are you hungry? Let's eat. Let's dive in. Let's do what God has called us to do. Let's take the step. Let's do it. Find out your role. Find out how God wants to use your gifts. But have that relationship with God. Read the Word of God for yourself. Study the Word of God. Pray. Walk by faith, not by sight. Trust in the Lord with everything that's within you. Know that there are so many people in front of you who are hurting, and you might have the word in you that can change and save someone's life. This is real. We're here for a reason. Find out your purpose, spread love, allow God to use you, and if you need to make a paradigm shift and change your position, allow God to do that in your life. Thank you, Tabria. God bless you. Thank you guys for tuning in tonight. My mom says, Tabria, you are on point. Faith is an action word. Thank you, Mom. Amen. I'm listening and taking this message to heart. Love. Good night, and God bless you all. Good night, and God bless you too, Mom. Love you guys. Thank you for coming through. Thank you, Larissa. Thank you, G. Brown. God bless all the other ones who come through. Michelle. It's Grace, everyone, Brian, all everyone. God bless you guys. And again, share this message on your pages. God bless you. And those who didn't come through, I just say thank you for coming through tonight. God bless you. Have a great night, guys.
What's going on, guys? It's G-Wright coming to you live from DC, Baltimore.